that were somebody that just had no idea. Mm-hmm. And again, people, particularly young males, but everybody, just, I feel fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. You know, I mean, if you look,
I'm bad at that. I know,
right? And I'm guilty too. You yeah. know, but it is it does once a year. You look at your numbers.
Okay.
And you'll be amazed. The you know, whenever our person in our office sends out the note to say, hey, in 60 days we're going to have our health risk assessment, I bet you our whole organization loses 100 pounds, right? Because everybody's getting ready to get weighed and do all that. And if once a year everybody just knows, hey, we're going to go in for our blood work and do our thing. It is a cultural difference, you know, going back to what Mr. Connell said. I mean, in other words, you do have to, you know, say, you know, either have a health fair or a place you want to make it easy for the staff, you know, that they would come to you to do the blood draws and to do the things and all that. I mean, in other words, the staff would not really be put out to have to go somewhere separate or anything like that. But you are asking them to give blood. Some of them don't like to do that. You are asking them to be weighed. You are asking them to be, you know, and then be confronted with, okay, here's five key health indicators for you.
Okay.
But it is a great first step, and in my opinion, by far the most effective step if you're looking for a wellness program, is if you just make people look at their numbers once a year, then a certain percentage of them will actually say, oh boy, and act on it and do something about it. Not everybody, but some.
Well, just me as one commissioner, I'd like to get with Don and find out what it would cost mm-hmm. to the employee. And I see it as a benefit if the cost is not bad, I would see it as a strong help to the employees that they might not do otherwise that could save them from having a major illness. It's not going to detect cancer. It's not going to, but heart, I'm thinking of heart attack, kidney,
cholesterol, high blood pressure. I'd ask them whether they smoke, or you can actually do a swab to verify it for sure. The body mass index, so making sure you're tall enough for your weight. And what's the other? Diabetes, A1C. And that's one that it gets called.
And that's what's growing here with mm-hmm. with our employees.
And it's just an early detection, you know, it's just kind of where you start. With any wellness program, you can't manage what you don't measure. And all it does is just measures, but then the employees, the staff, gets their own individual results, and then you as the commission would get a broad report to say, hey, we have this many with high cholesterol, this many with hypertension, this many with whatever, and then we could fashion whatever education programs, nutritional programs, whatever that we felt like would be a benefit. And it's hard to move the needle. I mean, people are people and they don't want to change. But, you know, I can tell you that the health risk assessment I took 3 years ago when I took my first one with our newly merged company and the one that I had before, I do track it. I do look at it. There was a few things on there when I first took it that were like, ooh, well, they weren't bad, but they were edging up. And so I was able to, you know, modify a few things. I can tell you personally, it's helped me.
Make it convenient for the employees, because obviously there's one commissioner for every 24 hours, you've got two different Ruby Bridge forms. They're willing to, if they have to, at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to the, they're willing to go to the corrections department at 5 o'clock in the morning if that's what it takes to get the employees, or go to each individual Ruby Bridge form to make it easier for the employees so they don't have to go out of their way to come to them.
To do the blood and everything?
Mm-hmm. And we can do it multiple days. Over a month, you can do all with it in 1 week, whatever works for the employees.
And you have a cost on that?
The employees themselves have no cost. It goes towards the insurance. It's under the preventative service.
And is this what they've been doing when you send out messages saying you're, okay, so you've been doing it here in the exercise room? Okay. So you have an idea of what it would have cost those employees that participated, right?
It doesn't cost the employee anything. It goes toward the insurance.
In other words, Cox Health Plans pays for it. Really, the difference would be that we would say to the staff member, hey, you don't have to take this, but if you don't, then we're going to ask you to participate and pay for some of the premium.
I misunderstood you. I thought you said there was a cost to it.
Well, I apologize. There is. I mean, if they just come out and do it, there is a cost of X amount of dollars. Because it's Cox Health Plans and you have it wrapped in, okay. It's their wellness provisions, and we kind of have it baked into the insurance at this point.
Then it's a win-win. So I would like to get together and strongly encourage the employees to see them and encourage the different departments to participate in it as a win-win.
And, of course, it would be scheduled around the employees themselves, but they wouldn't be out of their way.
Thank you.
And that's all I had for discussion today, unless you guys have any other questions for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Williams, it looked like I was boring you. Okay.
I don't like my blood drawn. I don't like needles.
Me either.
I don't like it.
Court orders.
You guys start talking about needles, I just kind of tense up.
Good morning. This morning I've got one set. It's of maintenance and erroneous assessments. And there's a total of three of them. Abatement numbers are 205-022, 205-023, 025-024. On the one that ending in 022, this here's a leased land should be exempt. Railway right-of-way. They have documentation that backs it up. And 023 and 024 is the same property, just two different years. And it states overvalued per attached documentation. And their documentation is the worksheets and a couple of letters.
Second, too, or are they just stating, do they pretty much send a receipt and say, hey, this is what it actually cost them?
I think so.
Yeah.
the property changed hands in 2017, and those taxes have not been paid in 17 and 18. They brought it to my attention that they were too high from the new owner. They sent us a document there, you'll see, about the electronic, electronic part that's put on the structure. Anyway, Kenny does those in our office, so he did a reassessment with that, and it looks like we've been high for all these years. Go back to 2009, and it's been appraised for $300,000, which continued in 17 and 18. When we did the reassessment this year, we found that it was too high. They have not paid those 2017 and 2018 taxes. The new owner is GS Hospitality. So we're asking commission to lower those 2 years because evidently we had overassessed all this.
Can we go ahead?
That's what I don't know. Can we go back that far? I mean, they should have brought it up.
Well, can we lower something that they haven't paid? I mean, don't they need to pay it under protest and do an abatement? Or And I guess the other thing is, so they're sending what?
That 90 is in their bill in there for like
$93,802.
That's the electronic display that goes on one side. The other side is just a solid skin or whatever you'd call it. And then you've got the value of the structure. The State Tax Commission gives us a how-to to do those billboards. Kenny's done it with that how-to for this year, for 2019, and come up with $115,340 as a value. And we lost it why it was valued so high for previous years. Whether you can do it or not.
Well,